Sports Authority.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yes, indeedy, kids. It is time for you lucky listeners to be lucky once again.
Lucky, lucky.
Oh, boy.
And welcome to the home of the sports authorities here at CKWI Radio 76. John Sauer says hi to YOUOO who are into any kind of sports whatsoever. If you love sports, you're in the wrong place. If you hate sports, we're with you. And that's the way we're the authorities.
We hate them all.
We don't really hate
we
sports.
Don't.
We just hate the way it all works out.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I think if you're absolutely right on that one. We don't really. We like the idea, the concept of sport. We just don't like the way that they are.
Yeah, we hated what happened on Sunday night, too. But we'll get into that.
Yeah, no kidding. Talking about getting into that. Let us tell you how it is. Here we are, the sports authorities in Studio B, where we are not bought and paid for it by anybody. We do not have the FCC. We do have the DMCA that we have to follow. So sometimes the language will get a little salty. And if so facto, bring a pretzel and a frozen Coke and walk around Universal Mall. We do have the highest standards here.
Yes, highest standards. We will not spit on your pizza.
That's right. And charge you extra.
And considering the topping.
Yeah. And all of our opinions here stated are our own, so screw yourself if you're going to try to sue us.
I got 20 cents.
God, really? You're going to get mugged after that, man.
Yeah. A nickel, a dime, and 5 pennies.
Well done. God, it's like a math problem here.
That's right. Well, I want you to work for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it to you easy. You
have
to work for it.
Come on, lady. Oh, you're a good date. Come on, chick, you want all those 20 cents? You're going to have to work on
that
one.
That's right. You're working for
it. You better be, antidestric something. You're going to have to bend backward.
That's right.
If you know what we mean. But not bending backward, but bending forward is our good friend and super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there.
In Radio Land or TV Land, depending on which way you're at.
Appreciate you being with us.
True that. Talking about appreciating, we appreciate our sport director here at CKWI Radio 76. Hello, Mark Milicek.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And hi, everybody out there.
Absolutely. Mark, we've been peppering over for the last week. Every time that we get into a sport discussion and during the daytime, we always have to find him somewhere where he may be, and ask him a only sport question that only he would know the answer to.
Yep, and they always seem to find me
somewhere else.
On my mower or behind a weed whip or something.
There you go. But yeah, the answers always come fast and true.
And furious.
That's true. Well, not so much furious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyways, Mark writes up these wonderful books that we have and that we've not scripted or even read before we even came down here. So
right. I haven't read it either.
Good man, you.
Yeah, I don't even know how I type
cut
this up.
Cut and copy but, is your friend. All right, what is this thing? What is?
What is which one?
What's number six?
Number six.
What are you doing, priest?
I don't know, maybe. I'm trying to remember what number six is. Oh, that's the NHL standings for the Atlantic Division. Preseason.
Okay.
Just wanted to show you guys how the Red Wings are 4-0. I just wanted to throw that in for you.
4-0.
Yes.
But so, how come they only have... Oh, I see. How come they have 8 points and they're tied with everybody at 4-0?
Yeah. Well, Montreal and Toronto have played 5 games, but they've each lost one. after the Maple Leaf debacle last night. That
was all right, so terrible. How'd the referees cheat this one?
No. The Maple Leafs cheated themselves.
So they played all the Marlies one?
Is yeah, that was the Marlies game last night. Jeez. They didn't play any starters. They didn't play very well, but it was all the rookies. And Montreal basically outskated them and outdid everything.
Well, they were tired.
They were.
No, they weren't tired. They just didn't play good. I don't sugarcoat it when the Maple Leafs played bad. they played bad. They just weren't up. They just weren't up in the competition.
Well, you know, in over the years, it'd be a hell of a lot of sugar to sugarcoat the Maple Leafs when they played bad. I mean, it is 1967. Remember?
Well, yeah.
It was 1967. Yeah. And now it's half a century later.
But they did win four cups in the 60s, though.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Yeah, before 67.
Mark was a happy kid.
Mom, look, Mark pooped in his diaper again. The Maple Leafs won the Stanley Cup. Yeah.
Yep. There you go, yeah.
And now Mark is a mature man and
by the time they win the next cup,
you'll be pooping your diapers again. That's right, yeah. It goes full circle.
Except it'll be a depend or something.
That'd be a sport depend. It fits and hugs you just the way you like it. With a little bit of Scotia room in the leg so it can trickle on down. Now, you wouldn't want that now.
No.
There you go. No. Just on that one. Well.
But I just thought I'd put that show.
Job well done.
Put that in there and show that the Red Wings are doing
print
well.
Print the tickets. Here comes your Stanley Cup.
Well, there you go. You can print the Stanley Cup tickets for the Red Wings. And after the Lions beat New England on Sunday, you might as well line up for them playoff tickets for the Lions too, because that's all I heard from all the news agencies when they were interviewing all those fans down at Ford Field after the game. Oh, the Lions are making the playoffs and they're going to the Super Bowl. Might as well print them goddamn tickets up for the playoffs too now.
You know, I think there's something special about being a Lions fan. You know?
You have to be special.
Special.
Like a special little bus that picks you up.
That's all I heard. Loser. Monday. I watched the Monday morning Fox News and Channel 4 and Channel 7, they were interviewing them Lions fans, and all I heard was, oh, they're going to the playoffs now, and oh, they're going to the Super Bowl, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to turn this shit off.
You deserve every bit of grief and misery that you're going to get. That's all I can say.
Well, you're 3-1. I mean, you're 1-2.
Yeah.
You know, out of three games, I mean. All right, so if you win six games, are you going to call that a successful year? No.
Yeah, you will if you're a Lions fan.
Yeah, because you'll say how many times you got cheated.
And how things are looking better now.
Yeah, they got it now, yeah. They got to get used to that coach and the new system, but here we go. You know, really, here's the story. I mean, Mark and I watched the game, and that thing was one of the most... I mean, we even typed out the first quarter is, you know, is New England going to show up? They're awful. They got pushed around. I mean, Patricia knew exactly where the weaknesses were. I mean, it's helpful if you've been on a team and you know exactly where to go, how to go, and what to do. You know, he's not going to get that. You're not going to push him around Dallas, you know.
And I just wonder, you know, New England, where was their defensive line? I mean, they were terrible.
That's what I said. They got pushed around like crazy. And even by, you know, rookies on the O-line for Detroit. You know, and it was sad. I mean, you could see they're just having their way with them.
Yeah.
And they knew they didn't have a secondary. And Patricia knew. And so Patricia just kept pounding. I mean, if Patricia was part of that system, he knew what he left. You know, he knows all the personnel. He knows where they're weak. All right. So we'll give that to you. So you exploited it. You outcoached them. Way to go. You know, plus, I don't think it's not a game. Ooh.
Wow.
Dynamite from Detroit. There you go. New England. Yeah, that's them blowing up. There you go. It's not a gimme that New England's going to be great year after year after year.
No.
I mean, somewhere down the line, even though as pricky as they get, as soon as you suck, you leave. You know? And maybe sometimes they should, like, elongate that a little bit better. You know, maybe the guy sucks today or tomorrow, and he'll come back feeling better. Because, man, all you could see was, like, throw to Gronk, throw to Gronk, throw to Gronk.
Yeah.
You had no running game.
Their receivers couldn't get separation. They're slow.
Yeah, big time, because Detroit's not that big.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And the thing about it was is they had a guy, Edelman, he's suspended.
Yep.
That's their best receiver.
Yep.
So that took that out of the equation right there.
Amendola's gone.
Yeah, Amendola's gone. Gronkowski is their only receiver, other than Gibson. And you take those two guys out, and Burkhead, come to find out, the reason why he didn't play the second half is because he got concussed again. So he was out of the equation and that's their receiving back. So you take all of that away from Brady.
Yeah, you really didn't have anything. You had Gronk and Hope.
Yeah, because I can't tell you how many times Brady dropped back. He's looked and
waiting,
looked.
Waiting,
it's like, oh, shit.
Right, and Brady's not your Fran Tarkington.
No.
That he's going to run away from anybody. So there you go. He's looking. Okay, I'm throwing it away.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't want to get hit.
Yeah, and even that one that they threw away and got penalized for because there's nobody around the end zone. Maybe. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of... The NFL cannot get themselves out of whatever a mess they've been in the last 6.5 years.
Yeah.
7 years. So many bad penalties. I mean, bad PR, bad rules, bad officiating.
Bad video replay.
Bad.
Yep. How many commercials in between? Six, seven.
And, I know. Yeah, that's what we're counting. It's like you could easily go, I mean, right before they have their first commercial break, you know, they go into the commercial break. You could go unfreeze a chicken, go outside in the barbecue, flip it over a couple hundred times, cook it, serve it to some family in Ethiopia, come back. There'll still be four more commercials to go.
Yeah.
And then they'll do the kickoff, and then they'll do another 21 commercials. That's where you're losing people. That's nothing to do with the knee or the other crap, you know. Or you have, like, the big deal story that was going to come out of Oakland. It just fell flat, you know. I mean, Gruden at $10 million a year, 0-3. Here's an idea: spend that on players. You know, if you spent $10 million on players every year for 10 years, you know.
And, I mean, the front office is ready to kill him too.
Because
they're not getting along. So it's like,
with Gruden?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What don't they like? What didn't they know?
Well, I didn't follow up and read the full article, but yeah, they're at.
Yeah, I guess the front office is in turmoil over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, because why? Because they're leaving.
Well, it's you know how Gruden is like a tortellini. You do it my way or it's the highway type of thing, and sometimes that just doesn't work real well.
Yeah, well, go ahead and fire me. I still get $10 million for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, don't like me at all. You know, blow me out while I've done 4 games for you. And thanks for the $100 million.
And you know? I think that just came over the sports thing, too, that...
Mark's going to our sport computer right now.
Known as the Oakland, intern.
Oakland just signed a new kicker.
Why?
So... I don't know. They're not happy with the kicker that they had.
Tortellini?
No, his first name, last name starts with a T. Tortecci or something.
Did he come from Cleveland?
No.
Recently?
No, they got rid of Janikowski and left. They kept the kid. And I think they got rid of the kid and signed a free agent kicker. I mean, nothing's going right for Oakland. They can't even have they don't even have a kicker that can kick good.
Why did they get rid of Janikowski? Besides, he's 90 years old.
Probably because of salary cap.
He
probably making too much money.
If anything has told us anything in the first couple of days of games of this season, a kicker is absolutely worth its weight in gold. Absolutely, positively. And it's one place that stupid teams scrimp on. You know, because when you really need that field goal and it's, you know, 0-0-0-0-0-0-1 on the clock, and he can either win the game for you or not, you know, to get the bargain basement guy from Cleveland, you know, because you saved a couple of shekels, or, you know, this thing sails through the uprights at 54 yards away, which is now almost kind of like ho-hum, 54.
Yeah.
You know, anything within 40, that's, it should be guaranteed. It's a strange kicking game nowadays.
Well, the thing about it is the Lions should know that. Prater has saved their ass a lot.
Sure has.
How old is he, anyways?
Well, he's got to be 30 at least.
Yeah.
You know,
kickers can go on for a long time.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
and the only reason why they signed Prater is because he had a drinking problem in Denver, yeah. And they released
him.
Who's
to say that he still doesn't?
But when Denver released him, I think me and Mr. John here had to talk while we were standing the deck, and I go, if the Lions don't sign him, they're stupid.
Yeah,
and yeah, they did. Really.
Well, you know,
as long as he stays off the bottle, of course.
Yeah, but then again,
interestingly enough, you know, we're talking about the reasons why the NFL's down. I'll give you another one. Did you guys see that penalty on Clay Matthews?
Oh, the roughing the passer.
Which one?
He's gotten three in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, sacking the passer.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, he sacked the passer and they threw the flag.
What is the controversy? Because it doesn't interest me that much. But what's the story that he goes after the quarterback and you can't do that now?
They said he
tackled it with his weight on the quarterback.
And they said he used too much force. But it was just his body weight that fell on top of him.
Yeah, it's momentum.
Right.
Yeah.
Can we go to just a scientific fact of how do you tackle? You grab somebody and you push them down, utilizing your weight on their weight and your momentum.
But again, we're talking about the league has set these rules up to protect the quarterback because they have so much invested in the quarterback that they don't want anyone touching them. So it changes the game. You're taking away the image of the rough and tough player, and you're basically turning it into flag football.
You know what? It's kind of learn something from the NHL. When you got rid of the enforcer, you know, how is your ratings lately, friends? You know, you wanted all skate, all skill, and that gets dull in a hurry. If everybody wanted that in America/Canada, they would be watching Finland play Sweden, you know. But there was just something about dropping the gloves. You know, who was the last goon?
Well,
a straight goon, you mean?
Yeah, straight.
That couldn't play.
Well, I don't know. I mean, because you had the Bruce Brothers here,
mm-hmm.
and that was almost the swan song of a goon. You know, it quote unquote goon.
Colt Knorr from the Maple Leafs. He just stopped playing for the Maple Leafs 3-4 years ago.
Grimson?
For the Red Wings?
Well, I mean, for anybody. I mean, Grimson was one-dimensional as far as you could throw him. Smart. You know, funny thing was, off the ice, incredibly intellectual. You know, incredibly. You know, it's like, what are you doing there? You should be like the, before, you know, Probert who could hit and score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, I mean, after Probert, I'm trying to think, it really, when did the instigator rule kick in?
Oh, it's been
20 years?
20 years.
Yeah, at least, yeah.
Okay, so when was Probert? 20 years? You know?
I think they implemented it right after. Yeah, right
after. So about
after
30 years for Probert.
Yeah.
God, can you believe that? 30 years?
Yeah.
Holy shit. 3 decades? Wowie. Man, because really, get fighting back in hockey. I mean, you wonder, you almost want to talk to the players and just give me a blind ballot. You know, is it okay to bring back fighting? Or are you guys scared of it? You know? I mean, have you learned how to do the stick work and all that other crappy shit?
And the thing about it was, in last night's Maple Leaf Canadian game, it was a stage fight. They dropped the puck, they dropped the gloves. It's like, the hell kind of fight is that?
Why would they do that?
Because they're waiting for the puck to drop and they're sitting there talking. You want to fight? You want to fight? And it's like, really? You know, you need. That's not a fight. That's just like, you know, hi, how are you? You know, hey, I'm trying to make the team. I got to look good. Let's fight. No, this is not how it's supposed to go here. you know, you need to, there needs to be a reason to fight, not just because we're just dropping the gloves for the hell of it type of thing. Well, you and were, that's what it's been doing lately. You know, yeah. It's like they're lining up for a face-off and they drop the, because you can't start the fight before the puck hits the ice. So you got to wait for the puck. Because you automatically get tossed out of the game. You got to wait for the puck to hit the ice. Then you only get 5 minutes. If you don't wait, you get an ejection.
How do you not get an ejection either way? You're still dropping the
because
gloves.
Because it's in play. If the play's not going on, you get tossed out. If the play's actually going on when the puck hits the ice, then you only get a 5 minute major. See, that's how a technicality. You gotta wait. You gotta wait for your opportunity.
What? Should move away from there. You're rubbing the.
Over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stop your rubbing.
But see, that's the thing. You know, the fights aren't, you know, because of something that happens on the ice. It's just like, you know, hi, how are you? Let's fight. And that's what the fights are for in the games now. It's not because, hey, you hit my guy, I'm going to fight you. You know, it's just bullshit type of stuff.
I mean, now, if you're thinking about, if the NHL has big money and they're big line players, wouldn't you want to protect them? And therefore, here's your fights. You know, all the way down to a 2-2 if you have to. But, I mean, there was a real skill trying to find somebody like a Probert, which you'll never see again. A guy that can score and a guy who could skate and a guy who could knock your lights out.
Yeah. The closest guy in the NHL right now to Probert would be Tom Wilson of the Capitals. And the thing about it is the Capitals have room for him on their team, and he plays on Ovechkin's line with Nicholas Backstrom. And I wonder why he plays on that line.
Yeah, but how many fights has he got into? 3?
No. I bet you he fights 10, 15 times a year.
Actual fights?
But it isn't a matter necessarily of the fights. It's a matter of keeping the other guys honest.
That's what I'm saying. And he plays on Ovechkin's line. So you know that nobody is touching Alexander Ovechkin because he's on the ice with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's back when the Islanders had their run. You know, you had Clark Gillies on the Trotsky line, Trotsky and Bossy and Gillies.
Right, because...
Why was Gillies there to fight? No! He was there to intimidate so they wouldn't mess with the other guys.
That's right. Clark Gillies, made sure that Trotsky and Bossy had plenty of room on that ice so they could score a lot of goals.
You bet they did, and he was an effective player too because he'd go into the corner. Nobody wanted to mess with him, so they gave him a little extra room.
That's what I'm saying. So this is what I'm saying. Those kind of guys have a little bit of value on those teams if you can use them in the right context on the ice. You know, Ty Domi... Yeah. Okay. He didn't have a lot of skill, and all he did was fight.
Yep.
But
he wasn't all that great either.
Right, because he didn't score a lot of goals and whatever.
He wasn't that great of a fighter.
Bob Probert, on the other hand, they used him the right way because they put him on lines where he gave those other guys more room on the ice, which in turn gave him more room on the ice to be able to score and get a lot of assists.
Well, you knew as soon as the enforcer jumped over the wall, 50-50 something's going to happen. You know, especially when they lined up the other guy, you know, and said, okay, you put your enforcer out, we put our enforcer out. Let's see what goes on. Sometimes they'd fight. But enforcers knew when to drop the gloves.
Right.
You know, but Tutu and Ty didn't. I mean, they were so trying to make a name for themselves.
They were just running around just looking for somebody to hit.
Run, yeah.
Yeah, Tiger Williams is another one.
Tiger Williams, too,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but Tiger actually stood and fought.
Yeah.
I mean, Ty Domi, you know, at best, he won, you know, 3 out of 10. You know, he was just fodder. I mean, he really was. Should have went to WWE, but I mean, it's for some god reason, because Wendell Clark was kind of in there, you know.
Wendell Clark and Bob Probert had a few.
Yeah, and Wendell meetings. Clark could fight. Yeah, you know,
and he was a cat. And the thing about it was he was the captain of the Maple Leafs. And when he was named the captain of the Maple Leafs, they told him he had to tone that down. because they didn't want their captain always in the belly box.
It is kind of amazing, though, isn't it? Because when you take a look at YouTube, they have videos of classic fights with Probert, even in Chicago, you know, and everybody else. You don't see the classic skating, you know, or the classic, you know, puck handler. People don't want to see that stuff. It's, you know, it was one of the truest, rawest emotion in all sport. You know, drop him, because as soon as you saw him circle, and as soon as you see him try to shake the gloves off, people stood.
Yeah.
You know, because here we go. And the cool thing about hockey fights, 9 out of 10 times, as soon as you got out of the box, it was like, good fight. You know? I mean, it wasn't like killer diller, but you knew if there was no fighting, you would not have the Colorado-Detroit rivalry for decades.
Oh, yeah.
Decades. You know? I mean, what are you going to do now? Have Detroit, San Jose, somebody outskated me around the blue line. Why? We're going to get them.
Yeah.
Who
next
cares?
Time, next time I'll see if I can skate faster than him.
Yeah. He'd see the way he stick-handled past me. Those are words when they come back to the little tweezer and we spit on your pizza. You know? I just forgot that somebody actually made a video of that.
Yeah.
You know, smart move. Because you wonder, okay, what else goes on, you know? And then he would say, well, he had a bad day. Okay, beautiful.
The story was that the guy that made the video and turned him in, he got fired too.
Oh, did he?
He did, yes.
So,
and then the company comes back later and says, well, we didn't actually fire him, and we didn't tell him he had to take it off of social media. Bullshit.
Says who? Yeah, but see, here's the story. Once it's on there, and somebody shared it, it's gone.
It's gone, yep.
Big time.
Yep.
You know, that's the slippery slope of...
There is no taking it back.
No.
But the guy was on the news and he said, hey, they weren't going to do anything, so I put it out there.
Really?
Yeah. And the guy had told him, too, oh, it's not the first time I did it.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's Chris Illich. He is nowhere near being owner material,
well, for, keep in
let
mind,
alone one team.
Keep in mind that the vending is not run by the team.
Don't they outsource that?
Yeah, they outsource it.
Yeah,
they outsource the Little Caesars pizzas?
Not the pizzas necessarily, but I mean the
workers.
The workers, yeah.
Yep.
So they're not employees of Little Caesars?
Right.
Yeah, aren't they? Yeah, they're... I shouldn't be talking because I don't really go down to pizza arena. Until Saturday. Saturday I'm going, though.
Really?
I think I have two tickets to the Maple Leaf Red Wing game on Saturday, I think. To go see my team play.
Well, don't eat the pizza when you're
there. Yeah, no.
Do we have a sound effect for that?
Yeah.
Do you have a spit?
There you go. I need it like a large round with pepperoni and hawk.
Does that count as a topping?
Yeah, well, it's green. Want it green with blood in it? That's going to be extra. Bring in the guy with a bad sinus condition. There you go.
Now you're $35. This is $50.
Yeah, really. You want me to spell your kid's name? Here we go. T-O-M-M-Y. There you go, little Tommy. Have Pizza Hawk.
Yeah.
You
know. $65, please.
There you go. 70.
Pay the next window.
There you go. Right. Before it gets solidified, hurry up. There we go. All right, bring in the next guy with sinus condition. All right, you're on, dude.
Oh.
Just think what you got in your popcorn. There you go. That's butter.
Enjoy your pizza down there at Pizza Arena.
I mean, that's what you guys are fucking famous for is pizza. And you got a guy looging in. Awesome. That's what I want. I want pizza loogie. God, what do you put in your milkshakes and shit down there? Yuck. You wonder what kind of guy does that. You know, honest to God. You know, it's like, you know, it's funny. You know, it's... Thank God nobody played the race card, because you know that's coming somewhere, but...
Well, they said he could get up to 4 years for that.
For a hawking and a pizza?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Holy shit. Wow. Well, hey.
But just, you know, just think, if he did it twice, it'd be eight.
Wow.
But you know, what cracks me is that they have signs to say employees have to wash their hands after going to the can. You know, so what the hell? They'll say, you know, please don't loogie into our pizzas.
I guess now they got to start washing their mouths out with soap before they go to work.
Tell me they don't put cameras up there now.
Yeah,
and big ones. You know, but now with this PR disaster, yes. How do you get people back? Because that's like your huge pro. If you sell the $5 pizza for $5 anywhere, but you go to Little Tweezers Arena and it's what, 35,
30? I think it's 30 bucks.
I mean, you want to do for the profit margin what that is? You know? That's huge markup.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? And for all those people that watch the games out in the concourse, that's where you have to, like, you know, eat. Because you can't bring it back to your seat, and that's why you and your whole section are eating pizza out there.
And you get that for free.
No, the loogie comes like in that little separate cup, you know, the little loogie cup. There you go, thanks. It's Dippin' Dots. There you go. You can use that for that bread, that dipping bread.
Yeah.
There you go. Get some green or clear, thanks. Got one with like a blood streak in it. Thank you. Sinus condition.
Oh, you want yours with a sinus infection?
That's extra. Bill, come over here. We keep him in the freezer so he gets like a sinus infection, and then we thaw him out. There you go.
Oh, God, I think I'm going to be sick. Oh, okay, add that too.
Oh, you want one with pneumonia?
All right, bring Dale. He's got the collapsed lung. Bring him in. There you go. Have one. You know what else have we got to put on this thing? Good stuff. All right, order in one brown pizza with chunk.
One chunky pizza.
There you go, family style. Family style pizza. There you go.
My God, we could do an advertisement for Pizza Pizza Arena.
There you go. There's our three new flavors. Or there you go. Depending, and you know, this is only 50% of the calories of
that.
And this one, lighter than air.
That's your diet pizza.
That's right, for you watching your waistline. There you are. But there are those who don't care, man. I'm telling you, a good light beer and chunk style, family style, delicious.
Now, see, we're talking about this. Maybe you should keep your asses out of the concourse and in your seats and watch the freaking game.
Yeah, well, it's that concourse is so badass. Why watch the game when you can see it on TV and eat chunk style? You know, yum.
Yeah. In front of the statues and everything, right?
Hell yeah, man. I mean, you're like eating with Gordy.
Stop walking around the concourse with that pizza and looking at sewer covers and actually sit and watch the game.
You actually seen the game now. Now this year you can see the game because you've already seen the arena.
Yeah.
You know, you've already paid your $115 for lower bowl seats and that you just stayed out in the concourse.
How much?
$115.
No.
Against Toronto?
No.
They're the cheapest seats there.
No, they're $350.
Where?
The lower bowl.
And you know why they deserve it? Because they're 4-0. Print the tickets.
No, they're. That's why the Maple Leaf fans come to Detroit, because the Maple Leaf tickets are $500 in Toronto.
Yeah, but that's $500 Canadian.
Still. It's still cheaper.
Yeah, but you can come here for the... I mean, if you're a Canadian, you've got to really... You come here for the suckier beer and the suckier team, but you got the better arena as long as you're not in the bleeds, you know?
But and you can even look at the statues and get the pizza with the loogie on it.
But did you not? You saw the game. You were watching the game with me for a couple of minutes yesterday. Mm-hmm. All the seats were filled at Scotiabank Arena.
Yeah, but they're all inflatable datables.
Even for a preseason game, and then you watch, then you turn on a Red Wing game during the regular season, and there's nobody in the seats.
They're in the concourse.
No, Yeah, okay.
They're getting their piston tickets.
Yeah, they're getting their chunky pizzas, what they're getting.
That's family style to you. That's something for little Billy, mom, and the whole kids. Yeah. There you go.
We'll see if it ends up being different this year. But, yeah, they're going to need those seat covers from Art Van again. Because I think
They'll be there sitting.
And if the guy gets a little too enthusiastic, there's no telling what you might find on your pizza.
Whoa.
Yeah. I would like the light and hearty. There you go. Thanks.
When you go to the concession stand, just ask for the special.
Yeah, but what happens if a guy cranks one in there? Oh, my God, look who it is. It's Crinkly. Chef Crinkly, what are you doing here? He's cranking one on pizza.
He'll give you a special one.
There you go. I don't think that's white cheese there, Crinkly, is it? Why, sure it is,
and
son.
He shot it from around the corner, too. <That's right.
laughs> What a marksman. At 110 miles per hour, he's got something on that fastball.
That's right.
Ooh, it adds new meaning to the phrase rim shot, huh?
There you go.
Well, you better hurry up and catch him before he makes the playoffs, though.
Or he has to toss you salad.
Ooh.
For our prisoner friends listening to us around the world and every prison around. Yeah? You understand the reference? There you go.
You suck!
No, not much. Okay. Well, you know, I just happen to think we talked about the fine Pistons and people trying to buy tickets. Where's he been?
He's nowhere to be seen.
You know, it's so funny. He's not even on. Normally, ESPN scoops you up.
Yeah, he has no job nowhere. He's not even on a radio show or a TV show.
But he's still getting paid.
But he's still, yeah.
I mean, he's getting paid for what, another?
At least 2 years, I think.
Wow, sit back and enjoy your pizza, man. You know?
Just don't get it from
Little Caesar. Ah, light and lively.
Yeah. And just don't order the special.
I think I'll stick with the chili dog.
Oh, good news if you want to know what that's made out of. Whoops, that was a little wet. Sorry.
Hey, Little Caesars, if you want us to do a promo, just
yeah,
let us
no
know.
Kidding. We got you. We got you covered, man. I mean, whatever you want. Honest to God. I mean, you know what, really? The story got out, what, today?
Yesterday.
Yeah, okay. I don't see a whole lot of PR out there trying to transfer this thing. Yeah, they took him to court and all that crap, but, you know, you better get that PR machine rocking and rolling because there's going to be people like us making fun of their shit, you know? And it's going to be relentless, and it's going to be going on forever. You know,
what they need to do is they need to redesign the concession stands so you can actually see the food being prepared.
Yeah, but you can't see when they go behind.
Well,
you know, and then there you go. You know,
just need to put a mask on everybody.
No, let's put it in there. The guy just loogies into the bag before he puts it in there. Then he slides it in. There you go. Nice. There's a special.
They just all wear surgical masks.
That's true, too. Until the guy wipes his ass with his finger and then just, like, moves around the pepperoni. There you go. Mmm, tasty. That's special.
That's on the special.
For fall only.
Yeah.
It's our
our Halloween special.
It's our spice pumpkin.
I can't even drink that.
Aren't you glad you didn't actually start to drink?
Yeah.
It would have been all over the microphone.
I know, thanks. I appreciate that one. There you go. Mmm, nothing goes better than spiced pumpkin and
cider. Boy, every time I say the word special now, I'm going to...
You're going to think of our men over there in downtown Detroit.
Oh,
God. Yeah. I mean, how do you do that? You can't offer them free pizza, even though you'd still make money if you gave it away for free. You know, because really, how many people are going to touch it? So how do you get past this PR thing? You hope to God that something really shitty happens in Washington? Look over there. Look over there, folks.
Well, they're fortunate. It happened at Comerica Park instead of Little Caesars.
Yeah, where nobody was at.
Because Comerica Park is not going to be empty either until spring.
That's right. There is no more home game. Yeah. Peace. Hooray.
So that's done.
Yay.
And as long as people don't make the connection and associate with Little Caesars... It's going to blow over.
Well, you got 99 games you could possibly lose. Let's see. Milwaukee's going to be going at you full tilt. Now will Minnesota. You know, it's really, by the time it gets down to Minnesota, it's going to be just a three-game scrimmage.
Yeah.
You know, bring up your stuff. But did you see the wonderful Lynn Henning thing today? Oh, my good Lord. Of all the, you know, it's been a colorful year, you know. And for people who made it and guys who are going to be great next year, I mean.
Well, I'll agree with that. It's been a colorful year, and mostly the color is brown.
There you go. I mean, it was shocking, but it was total Lynn Henning, you know. Henning, it's been a colorful rebuilding year for the Tigers. Who does he like? Best blindside from a position player, Nico Goldrum. Boy, what a great find he was. He's going to be there. That was a good scouting and analytical work by the Tigers to get him.
Okay, he's batting 230.
Yeah.
He's hitting what?
230.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. Biggest jump anticipated by a position player in 2019.
Ricky Rodriguez.
Your third baseman.
Oh.
You know, even though he's hitting 226 today, he will rise by maybe a lot next year.
Could happen. I mean, he has a bum wrist.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what really knocked him out. So, it's possible.
Most talented mystery player from 2018.
Yeah, I see this.
Jacoby Jones.
Jacoby Jones.
He's been a mystery since he's been up here.
No, there's no mystery. The guy can't freaking hit.
Sitting 268.
I mean, he's a terrific center fielder, and he can't hit. He's Gary Pettis is what he is.
Can't hit that. He can't hit a curveball.
He basically can't even hit a fastball,
well,
really.
Yeah. Well.
Biggest tumble, James McCann. Even though he's worked markedly on his defense and ranks, a good bet to have a contract next year. Player really? That shows in September that he belongs, Christian Stewart. He'll be playing here.
I agree.
He'll be here next year on opening day.
I agree. He belongs on this team. Sound effect,
which
please?
One?
Poop.
All right.
Okay. He belongs here because there's nobody else that can play.
Exactly.
Pitcher whose stock went up since April. Matthew Boyd. Reliever that came around happily. Jose Jimenez.
Huh.
No. Most confounding, and this is a polite way of saying it, most confounding pitcher in 2018, Shane Green. You know?
Not Wait. Confounding.
Yeah, not at all.
No.
I mean,
we knew what he was.
He's an average reliever.
Yeah. How good has Robbie Ray been lately? Is he still in the league?
Robbie, oh, absolutely.
Robbie Ray was
finishing strong this year.
6-2.
Something record. Like that. Yeah.
Excellent trade. Excellent trade. There you go. Let's see. Player most likely not to be back. Who could be back? Jose Iglesias. He's not going nowhere. I don't understand the big Mapolia business. There's no market for him.
Right.
There hasn't been for years.
Yeah.
Even though he's a suction cup. The guy can play like no tomorrow. Can't hit.
The only place he can go is a backup role on another team.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a shortstop that and can play.
Yeah, but he's talented. I mean, he can suck it up.
The place that he's most valuable is here.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't have
sense. It doesn't make any sense for him to go anywhere else. But the problem is his agent is Scott Boras.
Yeah, no kidding.
So there's trouble.
They got one more year to go, and they're going to try to get like a 6-year. But Iglesias has said 100 million times he doesn't want to be here. Then bye-bye. Go to St. Louis as a backup.
Yeah.
Player with the most potential 2019, Nick.
No.
Not even close.
No. You've seen, this is his top, okay? This is his top. He doesn't have much upside past this. He turns 27 in March. Yeah, I mean, you're basically at his peak.
Yeah.
And he hit about 300, and he's a little bit down in home runs. Definitely down in RBIs, because the team sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is Nick.
Yeah, that's all you're going to get, and he's not all that great.
And his defense is a problem.
He's not even your first baseman anymore.
No.
You know? I mean, say hello to John Hicks, kids.
So they've kind of moved on from the idea of playing him at first, haven't they?
Big time. I mean, best scenario for him and the Tigers, who won't care to pay him nearly $20 million in QO money in 2020, but neither want to say goodbye minus compensation. Well, guys, you know, you got to move along. All right. Player that changes everything if he stays healthy in 2019.
John Hicks.
Lynn Henning. Think this is Lynn Henning.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. It's Miguel Cabrera, of course, says Lynn Henning.
Uh-huh.
I will still bet on him. He has had a steady stream of ills, yes. And in 6 months, he'll be a few weeks from his 36th birthday, yes. But he's still Cabrera. And if he remains Cabrera with a deadly bat for probably the burn of his remaining 5 years in Detroit, some who haven't had the benefit of medical school insist Cabrera will annually break down and spend his month in Miami healing for various tears and fractures. The wager here is he'll bounce back in 2019 and have a year now that'll be most appealing for a candidate of comeback of the year. Not even frickin' close.
He doesn't want to be here. That's one of the things. He'd rather be in Miami.
Yeah, a lot.
So.
You know, I mean, have a really good May, have a crappy June, get hurt in July, and see you for the rest of the year.
You know, I went through this earlier in the year. I mean, basically, with Cabrera, for all the noise we heard about, he's back, you had really 2 weeks of Cabrera.
Yeah, maybe. And
he started out slow, got injured, came back, sucked, and then was out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, but look at the new dynamic now. You don't have the gentleman, the sad sack that was right behind him. You know, Martinez is gone.
Yeah.
So now, what do you have him for? To protect what?
You see, the thing about it is now you're going to have Miguel Cabrera and nobody in the lineup to protect him.
Right.
Yeah.
So the pitchers are going to be like
fastball, curve,
and slider. They're going to throw them all junk and say,
"Yep,
yeah,
try it."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, your power is now diminished that much more.
And if we happen to walk you, we're not worried. You can't run.
Yeah,
you ain't gonna steal. And there's nobody to drive you in.
Yeah,
right.
You're not gonna steal
because they can pitch around him all the time. Yep. Because, let's see, who's behind you, Nico?
Oh, but that's the Nico. Oh, I mean, okay. He's fabulous.
I think we'll pitch to Nico, or we'll pitch to,
or you may be happy pitching to Cabrera, depending on which Cabrera you get.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they start noticing that the bat's getting a little slower or whatever,
uh-huh.
We'll pitch to you.
Yeah.
We're not worried about it anymore.
But see, here's the whole thing, too. This is Lynn Henning. Pitcher who's going to have a boffo 2019 and come back from the dead?
Anibal Sanchez!
Almost close. Daniel Norris.
No.
He's overdue!
Oh, my God.
He picks the pitcher that can't go any place but up.
How can you be overdue for something you've never done?
Yeah, here, I'll do it. Daniel Norris again. Well, there's a sense that Norris has had his quota of weird ailments and will snap together as a sturdy year in 2019. He looks like a different pitcher in September.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't have a fastball anymore.
No kidding. Even with his subprime fastball, that next year should be back to its 94-mile-per-hour norm.
You don't need a medical degree.
How the hell do you know
this? You don't need a medical degree for that, right?
Oh, my God. Oh, he's got too much talent. There's no reason to believe that there's an injury waiting to happen. Says who? This guy's got all kinds of crap going wrong with him. You know, this is a guy a team has waited for patiently. Don't be shocked if he becomes one of the spring camp's big stories and carries it into the full season. Shut the
So
when to go, please.
Is he gonna turn into the 35-year-old Frank Tanana? Gonna go up there and start throwing 75-mile-an-hour junk?
Big time junk.
Since he doesn't have a fastball anymore, that's what he's gonna have to do to stay in this league. He's gonna have to throw shit up there.
Yeah. Now I'm not gonna say that the fastball won't come back. We don't know. But I mean, again, you're talking about a guy who hasn't done it with the fastball.
Right, but I'm just saying, if he doesn't get back the 95-mile-an-hour fastball, he's going to have to start throwing. He's going to have to go to the Verlander, throwing the slider and the curveball more than the fastball to stay in the league.
Now, look, left-handers frequently develop later. That's fine.
Right.
But also, left-handers frequently don't develop.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got, like, what? Cancer, and he's had this, and he's had that, mm-hmm. and he's got that tear, and this tear. I mean, New York knew what was going on when they said, blah, blah, yeah. you know? I mean, here, let's sell you on potential.
Did he come from New York? Or he came from
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he came from...
David Price deal.
Yeah, David Price.
David Boyd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good idea. Okay, so now you're a big deal starter on Detroit.
And who knows what Fulmer's going to come back
as. He's not. I mean, again...
Because he's still got the elbow problem.
If you have bursitis on the elbow, it don't go away. You know?
Not including the knee now.
Yeah. I mean, and that's your starter. That's your new crinkly. I mean, how is this going to... I mean, really, you go into 2019, and you pin your hopes on Schmeff and Norris? No. No. You got... Really... You don't think the Lions don't have any O? Oh, my God. You're not going to have... Once again, you're back. You're not even developing. You know, you're not even bringing kids up. You're having the same retreads
right.
that are going to be 39 and 99 again. You know, or 33 and 99.
And they don't have anybody in the...
Is that right?
In the minors that...
Yeah, so you're not gonna see any call, you know, anybody right. make the team out of spring training. The best you can hope for is midseason. You might see Daz Cameron, you might see Kyle Funkhauser, maybe Matt Manning.
Right.
Midseason.
Right.
And they'll take their lumps when they come up.
You got nothing to lose.
So that's what I'm saying. You're not gonna see any of those guys at least until June, July, maybe.
Yeah.
Or maybe September call up.
If everybody wins out and everybody loses out. I mean, the folks on top, Cleveland and Detroit, they go in different directions. Detroit could finish 31 games out.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, God. I mean, you could get beer league people to finish 31 games out, have 1/99th uh-huh. of your payroll, you know? I mean, what are you holding on to? You know, I mean, I love
that
your manager.
That ain't nothing. Baltimore 60.5 out right now.
Damn it. And we were trying to catch them. I mean, what's San Diego doing lately? Because, I mean, the race to the bottom.
63-94.
Woo!
Miami 62-94.
Woo!
Yeah, it's interesting, huh?
God, we're in the same conversation as Miami?
Yep.
Whee!
God, and we were ripping Jeter's ass earlier in the year about,
holy
about
shit.
Being a shitty owner.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, the good thing is Milwaukee's got something to play for. You know, so they're not going to rest anybody. They're going to go for it and big time professionally. You know? So, now what? You know, this is where it gets interesting and quick like a hurry, too. You know, because you got three teams. We got. All right, so you got Baltimore and Kansas City, you're not going to touch. All right, and then it's Detroit.
White Sox.
Ooh, how close are the White Sox?
61-95.
Ooh, so ouch.
Two games. Worse than us.
Yeah, but how many did they play?
Oh, they same still number. Have. Yeah, they got six
to go.
Though. All right, so everybody's got six to go?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
The only team I noticed has got seven is Colorado, but somebody else has got to have seven to go, too, to be able to have even schedule.
But we got the same number of wins as San Diego. We got one more win than Miami. Two more wins in Chicago.
Who's Miami playing?
I don't know. I didn't check that. I was just doing the...
They're playing Washington these next three games, and they're behind today 3-0.
Wild card in American League is done, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Nobody else can catch them?
Nope. It's Yankees and Oakland.
How did the Yankees...
The only question is who ends up at home.
How did the Yankees kick a gear? They were dead in July. Dead. Judge didn't come back.
He's back now.
You know what really kills me now is to see Philly go so far back so quickly.
Oh, yeah. The air came out of that balloon.
Yeah, and that's really too bad because, man, they were what a story that would have been.
Yeah.
With the crappiest manager ever, you know, playing a bunch of nobodies. Now, I think it's interesting in the National League. Go Milwaukee. What a story, you know. I mean, Colorado is neck and neck, and then who's Milwaukee's about ready to? God, they could almost eclipse the Cubs.
They could. They're game and a half back.
Whee! And everybody's got the same amount?
Nope. Cubs have 6 games left. Milwaukee has 5.
Oh, Milwaukee's going to feast, man. Well, let's see. They got a split with St. Louis because they'll sweep Detroit, you know, because it's Detroit in Milwaukee, right? Absolutely. God, that's going to be a feast. St. Louis is going to have a rough way to go. Look at St. Louis, Milwaukee and yeah. Cubs. And I'm not sure. And Cubs can't rest anybody. You know? Yeah. Colorado, ooh, there's a feast. Dear Washington, how does it feel to have that payroll?
See, what's interesting here is the Dodgers are a game and a half up on Colorado, but Colorado has two more games.
Yeah. And the other thing is Arizona. I mean, they were in first place going into September. They're 9 back.
Yeah,
they collapsed.
Yep.
They're one game above 500 now.
Did you say they fired St. Louis or San Francisco's GM?
Yeah.
About time. Jesus God, what were you hanging out for? Hey, who is the Spielman that used to play for Ohio State?
Chris Spielman.
Chris Spielman. Yeah.
Chris, okay. Because we took a look at who there was Spielman for the for Minnesota, and it's like, no, there's no way he's a GM.
No. Chris Spielman's doing color commentary for Fox.
Cool. Yeah, that's right, because we remember seeing him being boring as hell, too.
Yep.
God, there's only one 100-win team this year? But Houston boy, could make it.
But, boy, what a team, huh? Holy
Boston,
shit.
Boston, yeah. Sit back and relax, all you guys, man. I mean, really, take a look at Houston, or Cleveland is the crappiest. Well, yep. Next to Atlanta. You know, and L.A., but oh, my God. I mean, you got wildcard teams with more oomph than Cleveland. Tells you something about the American League Central, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
You want it. No, you want it. No, you want it. No, you want it.
That's the best Cleveland could do, playing the other four teams as many times as they
Yeah, do. You're going to get smoked.
Yeah.
You know, because really, who plays what? Boston plays winner of the wild card, right?
Yep.
Even then, that's no guarantee. Boston, New York? Wee-hoo. Yep. You know, Cleveland, Houston. Houston wipes Cleveland up.
Yep.
You know, talking about wiping up, what didn't we talk about in one whole minute, Ken Pocket?
Well, we did talk a little bit today, like we frequently do, about players who don't want to be here. Well, I want to say happy birthday to the patron saint of guys that don't want to be here, Bob McAdoo. Remember him? The Pistons traded a whole bunch of stuff over to Boston to get this guy. He was going to be the centerpiece of their team, and he decided he didn't want to play here. And oh, I'm injured. I'm injured. I can't play. Finally, the end of the year, he cut his ass loose. He goes off to the Lakers, and it's glory time.
I'm revived.
So, happy birthday, Bob, you son of a bitch.
And with that happy note, Mark Milicek, our sport director, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
Well, okay. We'll talk about a couple things real quick. Number one, khaki pants beat Nebraska 56-10.
Of course, you get no boo.
Yeah, screw khaki pants.
Yeah, the hell.
And khaki pants plays North State, beat Indiana 35-21. And this week, Central Michigan plays at Michigan State. And Seattle City Council approved the $700 million renovation of the Key Arena. So now they're just waiting for the NHL to approve their little thing about getting the NHL team in Seattle. And then they're going to demolish the Key Arena, keep the roof, and redo the arena so they can get the NHL team over there.
Good, so they can expand over there and expand in Hamilton. Talk about expanding. Yep. We got to expand ourselves out of here because it's time for the ProtoStar Top 10 that follows us immediately right now. So, for our good friend and super CPA Ken Pocket and our sport director Mark Milicek, John Sever, we will see you next Tuesday here on the Sports Authorities.
Bye!